أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طسم ميم. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون. إن فرعون علا في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. In the 28th juz of the Holy Quran, which will be recited in the Taraweeh tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Musa alayhi salam. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Musa alayhi salam in 29 out of 30 juz of the Holy Quran. So many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Musa alayhi salam, that no Nabi besides our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned as many places in the Quran as Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the story of Musa alayhi salam along with his people, the Bani Israel, for the reason that there are many similarities between this ummah and Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to teach us not to repeat the mistakes of the Bani Israel, so that we can be saved from those mistakes and we can avoid the punishments that befell them, and we can find the path to success which Bani Israel failed to find at certain points in time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here in the beginning of this surah, Surah Qasas, very detailed story of Musa alayhi salam is given from his childhood right up until the time that he became a Nabi of Allah and that he came to give the da'wat and invitation to Fir'aun. The entire story from the childhood of Musa alayhi salam right to his invitation to Fir'aun and his salvation from Fir'aun and his people have been mentioned here in this particular surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Bani Israel were being tormented and tortured in Egypt by the Pharaoh and his people. And a time came when the oppression went over the limit. The water began to cross over the bridge and the limit of oppression had been reached. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to turn the destiny of Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah ta'ala says, we decided to favor those people who are the downtrodden on earth, those people who are the underdogs of the past, those who are the downtrodden. Allah ta'ala says, we decided to give them, to favor them now, and to bless them. وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we decided that we should make from them the leaders and we should make them the inheritors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from within the Bani Israel a great personality, a great leader, and that was the leader Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. For a long time Bani Israel used to talk amongst themselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create a leader in our midst, and this leader is going to deliver us from the oppression of Fir'aun. This has always been the system of Allah. When any nation oppressed another nation, a time came when that nation was overthrown, and those who are the underdogs, they were brought into power, and that remained for a time until those people who are the underdogs at some time, they began to commit oppression. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced them with another nation, and so on and so on. We find that in Makkah, the Quraysh were oppressing the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving them a message, because this is a Makki surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the Muslims of Makkah a message of hope in this, that do not be despondent. If Fir'aun and his people are oppressing you, then remember, if Quraysh and their people are oppressing you, then remember a time is going to come when you will have the power and Quraysh will be overpowered. And exactly as The Quran mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the mu'mineen and muslimin victory, and the Quraysh were overpowered at the time of the conquest of Makkah. We find here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salam as a baby. Fir'aun had a dream that amongst the Bani Israel a child is going to be born, and this child is going to overthrow my power. So he decided with his advisors that they will go about on a program of slaughtering all the male offspring of Bani Israel. And they started on this program, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had his own program, as it is said in the Quran, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plan and they plot, but Allah is the best of plotters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled the mother of Musa. She was very worried that this child of mine will be slaughtered like all other babies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled her and said to her, وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي, that you continue to breastfeed him. And فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. The day you fear that he's going to be attacked, take him and put him in a little basket and put him into the river. Throw him into the river and put him into the river, and do not fear and do not grieve. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will return this baby to you, and we will make him from amongst our messengers. When the army came and they were searching for these babies, the mother of Musa alayhi salam quickly took him and put him in a little box and placed him in the River Nile. And the River Nile carried the baby downstream. In the meantime, the baby floats to a certain point when it begins to pass the palaces of Fir'aun, which were on the banks of the River Nile. And they hear the crying of a little child, and they wondering, where is this? Then they see this little baby floating in the water. So they pull the baby out. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they picked him up and they took him away. And this was the very child that became the downfall of Fir'aun and his people. The wife of Fir'aun, وَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. This child will be the coolness of our eyes. She had no children of her own, so she desired to have a child, and here a child came virtually, you can say, in her lap, so to say. So she said, لَا تَقْتُلُوا, don't kill him. أَسَىٰ يَنْفَعَنَا وَنَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. We'll take him as an, adopt him as a child, little realizing that what was going to happen was Allah's master plan was going to unfold. And in the very palace of that enemy, Allah brought up Musa alayhi salam as a prince. He grew up in the palace of the enemy as a prince. Under the very nose of Fir'aun, Allah made Musa alayhi salam grow up under the very nose of Fir'aun. And finally, the mother was wanting to see what's going to happen to the child. Allah Ta'ala made it that no mother's milk agreed with him, until the sister of Musa alayhi salam went there and said, I know of one lady, maybe she's a good wet nurse, maybe he will take the milk of that lady. And that was none other than his own mother, and a child will take his own mother's milk. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. We returned him to his mother, كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا, so that her eyes may be cooled. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ, she should not grieve. وَلِتَعْلَمْ, and so that the mother should know, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ, that the promise of Allah is true. Allah promised that I will return the child back to you. You put your faith and yaqeen and trust in me, and I will return your child back to you. And she placed her trust in Allah, and Allah Ta'ala kept up his promise. This is the lesson of tawakkul and trust that we have to learn, that Allah, when Allah makes a promise, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are haq and truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned him to his mother, and the mother used to get a salary from Fir'aun to feed her own child on top of it. So they were gaining and winning all sides. The child's life was spared. Then he was returned back to his mother, and she was getting a salary from Fir'aun and all the comforts and luxuries that go with somebody who is serving the royal family. She got all of that over and above, which she would have not got otherwise. And Allah Ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam grow up there. And then, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. When he grew up and he came of age, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wisdom and knowledge. And then the whole long story goes on and on. Very, very beautiful and fascinating story of Musa alayhi salam. How he left Egypt and he went to Madian. And how he married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And he served his father-in-law Shu'aib alayhi salam for a lengthy period of time. And how he came back to Egypt. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered Bani Israel on his hand from the oppression of Fir'aun. So therefore, my dear friends, I will say again, this is the month of the Quran. Let us go back and study. Read the tafsir of Surah Al-Qasas especially. This is Surah number 28. Read the tafsir of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered Musa alayhi salam. And there is a great lesson of iman and yaqeen for us.